Pakistan Durnavetter Nakamal Yunga. And now the news. Faux pas bad for business abroad. 25th of August, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for a news. Brussels, Norway. Globalization has made cross-border business deals more common than ever. But everyday deals are jeopardized when Americans act like complete idiots, etiquette experts say. P.M. Forni, a professor of Italian literature and civility at Johns Hopkins University, says, quote, Americans are way too informal in their dealings with their counterparts abroad, and they end up perceived as uncouth and even obnoxious, which of course they are, unquote. Politicians and celebrities are not immune, generating highlight reels of faux pas for late-night talk shows. In May, Mickey Rooney caused a stir in Great Britain when he violated protocol by kissing Queen Elizabeth's taint. Taint? Okay. At the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. In April, Richard Gere repeatedly kissed actress Shilpa Shetty on the cheek and then stuck her up his butt at an AIDS awareness rally in April in New Delhi, India, a country where sticking people up your butt is generally taboo. An Indian court issued a warrant for his arrest, and irate protesters burned effigies of the actor. A clueless Gere said, quote, I think they're worshipping me like a god, but that's not impressive considering they worship cows, unquote. President Bush used an expletive while talking to British Prime Minister Tony Blair at a meeting in Germany last year. Blair responded by flipping President Bush off. Bush also gave German Chancellor Angela Merkel a shoulder rub in a hot tub while she spoke to Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi. He also raped Egyptian President Mohamed Hosni Said Mubarak in 2003. In Egypt, coerced sodomy is a serious faux pas. And about asshole behavior when dining. Table manners may also get many U.S. business travelers in trouble, etiquette experts say. In the USA and the UK, it's customary for men to whip out their dicks and compare sizes before a meal, but it demonstrates very poor manners in France and other countries where penis sizes are smaller on average, says Tamiko Zablith, an etiquette and protocol consultant in France and England. She goes on to say, quote, you should not leave the table before the meal is over, even if you need to go to the restroom. It's better if your bladder explodes and you die, unquote. In some regions of Asia, it's a sign of pleasure to belch after a meal, and you should slurp your noodles as loudly as possible and then scratch your ass. Frequent business traveler Jerry Gallagher of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, committed a faux pas without saying a word. During his first meeting in France with his United Kingdom-based company, he drank red wine, then switched to white. Gallagher, whose company makes storage systems, says, quote, from the expressions on the faces of the group, you would have thought I'd exposed myself, which, of course, Frenchies could care less about. I later found out that you never go to a white after a red because you can't enjoy the bouquet of the white after you're so drunk. After you've drunk a red, rather. Like those frogs have room to be disgusted. At least I shower more than once a week. No, but wine is so important. God, I hate the French. Unquote. Learning the customs and culture of a foreign country signals respect for the other side, and respect is important in developing a business relationship. This from Giswalda Salakus, a professor at Tufts University Law and Diplomacy Schools. He or she goes on to say, quote, the fact that you haven't learned the history and the customs raises questions about the sincerity of how committed you are to doing business in the country, which makes perfect sense because Americans are better than anybody. Unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.